a beautiful thing has happened. One of the world's worst war criminals, Dick Cheney, is dead. And
the world can breathe a sigh of relief.
Finally, you know. It would have been nicer if he had gone into prison and been tortured for a while for his...
Yeah, just to get a taste of his own medicine. But instead, he was just like snuffling up hearts from helpless donors towards the end. All the orphans across the world are clutching their hearts in gratitude that he didn't get that one. But
well, he's gone now. We don't have to... The world is not going to be soiled. Come on.
I don't want to get this in my eye.
It's going to spit.
There we go. Here's to you, Dick. Rot in hell.
You won't be missed. I love it. Rot
in hell.
No.
Oh, well. A small amount of champagne to be spilled is nothing compared to the blood spilled by this...
Absolute
evil
monster.
Piece of shit.
Evil piece of shit this guy was.
Don't use words like evil lightly around here, but he qualifies. Definitely qualifies.
And that's a good one.
Yes. This is Snoop Dogg here bringing us... If you want an endorsement deal, no. We don't do endorsement deals.
The thing about it is that, you know, they say that they made a big deal out of anybody criticized the Charlie Kirk murder. Do you think they're going to get too many people that are going to have a problem with us celebrating about Dick Cheney? No, I don't think so.
I mean, even Trump doesn't like the guy, and he's the one who apparently dictates who it's safe and not safe to criticize anymore.
It's ridiculous.
It's obscene, but that's for another time. We're celebrating right now that one less evil piece of shit is walking this earth, and... No. If only he could bring back a fraction of the people that he had killed.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think the idea, it's of course you celebrate the death of a mass murderer.
Yeah.
Of course you celebrate.
His evil has echoed out throughout generations. Like, people who are coming up now and studying politics are looking to people like Dick Cheney as, like, who they would want to emulate because, you know, he... broke new ground for the unitary executive. Like, what the fuck?
Well, you can already see the lick spittlery lining up. So you will see President Barack Obama, you know, hailing Dick Cheney as an able servant to the American, you know, I mean, you're going to see everybody coming out.
Well, because they want somebody to come out when they die, and they're worried that nobody is going to like or remember them, or at least willing to be pretended that they like them.
I think they're going to come out just because it's perfunctory that you support every evil piece of shit. I mean...
That's been generally the manners that are from one administration to the other. They agree not to prosecute each other for war crimes, and not to... And always to show up and smile and glad hand at each other's funerals.
Yeah. But all of the people you're going to see... people who should have hated him and who did hate him during his lifetime, you're going to see them lying and saying how much he was a great man. But you know, one thing you have to remember, like, because we will be celebrating when people like, say, for example, Victoria Nuland dies. Yay! I can't wait till she's dead.
Or Anthony Fauci, who's responsible for millions of deaths.
Oh, yeah,
millions.
Or like... Klaus Schwab, you will own nothing.
Yeah, no one's going to miss him. Or, I mean, Hillary Clinton, for example.
Oh my God. I hope her death is painful. And
I hope it's at least a fraction of what she had done to Gaddafi.
I think so. It would be nice if Hillary Clinton had some really painful cancer and died, took a long time to die.
I like the idea of, like, war orphans being able to dismember her limb from limb and, like, you know, kind of get their suffering out that way. But, you know, it's hard to arrange something like that.
What do you think about just popping a few corks when, like, John Bolton dies? You think Trump is going to admonish us? Sanction us for?
Oh no, he'll be popping corks with everybody else. I mean, what about someone like Alex Karp?
Yeah, he's a particular.
He's a little especially evil.
He's a grimy little piece of shit. John Brennan. He needs to die. And another one, Trump's not gonna.
I mean, Peter Thiel too. He's responsible for a lot of targeted assassinations. Let's say.
Well,
and what about the almighty of
Benjamin
Netanyahu?
Netanyahu. Wow, we were on the same page with that one.
Yeah, we can't forget that war criminal in chief of the world right now.
That will be an international celebration
it'll be a holiday around the world. A new holiday for all cultures.
Uh-huh. Well, don't forget about Bill Gates. Oh, I can't wait till he's dead.
It'll be great. It'll be perfect.
But you know, a lot of the things, you know, in many
Larry Ellison too. He was responsible for cracking down on speech in a way that, like,
he's just a rich Jew.
Yeah, but he's like, no, he's behind the scenes doing the
shit. Yeah, but you know what? I would put him in the same category as like what's his name? The guy who was the lawyer for Trump and who screwed Jeffrey and he denied it. What's his name? The Jewish lawyer who was the Joffrey, I can never remember his name, the slimy Jew lawyer who was Trump's lawyer, but he also fucked Joffrey.
Dershowitz.
Dershowitz, yeah. Dershowitz. Now the thing about it is that
I think people would celebrate if Dershowitz.
Yes, we want him to die, but you know, honestly,
yeah, that's true. He's not like a war criminal level. He aspires to, and the same thing with Larry Ellison. He's just a button pusher.
I think so. Like people like. And even like Jonathan Greenblatt, yes, he's a revolting piece of shit, but I don't really...
He hasn't killed anybody,
as
far as we know.
I don't really...
He's just killed our, like, sense of decency and...
I'd like to debate him and twist him up in a debate, but I don't want to... There's nothing that you want to kill the guy for, really.
Well, although, I mean, we're just celebrating deaths. We're not suggesting killing anybody. True. Violence is wrong.
I'll smile when these people die, you know, like Dershowitz and like...
I'll do a little dance.
Greenblatt, yeah.
I'll do a little
but
dance.
But I wouldn't like, I don't know, like, I just don't think that like the Greenblatt is... I never thought I would say that, because he is a slimy piece.
He's loathsome and as fuck, but like, it's just like, it doesn't even rise to the level of
that's
like...
Right. Yeah. But Bill Gates and Netanyahu really
totally. Even Ehud Barak. Albert Bourla. Oh my god.
That's a huge celebration when Bourla dies. And let's hope he dies as soon as possible, you know.
He doesn't look so good these days. Have you seen recent images of him?
No.
He looks he's not well.
Oh.
What a shame.
Snoop's champagne is really doing the best of me. But you know what it is like, and one thing you have to notice is that Cheney, if you look at all of Cheney's like mass murders, they only happen to people below the poverty line.
That's true. He like a good bully, he always punches down.
Yeah,
or punched past tense.
And the thing about it is, what do you mean mass murder? He was the vice president and stuff. But the thing about it is that, you know, because like when people think about a mass murder, they think of like Jeffrey Dahmer, but he only killed like 14 people. And
as the man behind us might say, one death is a tragedy and a million is a statistic.
Absolutely.
And that's how Dick Cheney lived his life.
That's right. So the people who order the mass murders are far worse than the Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yep, because not only are they responsible for the killing, but they're responsible for turning other people into killers. Mm. And that, I mean, that's a whole another level of hell that you're descending into if you believe in such things.
Yeah.
But, he's...
So let's all celebrate. I don't know. I mean, there's not much more to say. I mean, honestly, this is a short show.
Yep. I think we all need to celebrate when the good news is rare these days, and so we need to celebrate it when we have it. And let's make sure that he goes down in history as the monster that he actually is.
And if you get a chance, piss on his grave. He deserves it.
Yeah, take a big old shit right in the middle.
Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.